Happy Friday, everybody. We made it. Another week in the books. My name is Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Have you ever screamed a question or a comment at your radio when I'm talking? Maggie, but what about... I want you to talk more about this and less about this. How about Maggie? Would you just shut up already?
No.
If any of those things have occurred to you, we got just the segment coming up at the top of the 5 o'clock hour for you. We call it Ask Maggie. You, our listeners, can send in questions about, well, damn near anything. Sports, food. I've even gotten questions about my hairstyle. And yes, of course, politics. You can shoot those questions in on our text line, 855-752-4842. You can always email those to askmaggie@civicmedia.us. That's askmaggie@civicmedia.us. And keep your station tuned in here. Again, we're going to have that segment at 5 o'clock. I got James Santel with me this hour. We've been talking about some of the news of the day. Also coming out today was the fact that Donald Trump, we knew this was coming. It's in Project 2025. But he signed an executive order that asks for the zeroing out. And I had to pause there. Asks whom is the operative question here. But asks, directs for all federal funding for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which puts PBS and NPR on the air, to zero out their funding, reduce it, eliminate it as much as is permissible under the law, which of course is the hook there, Jim, because the Corporation for Public Broadcasting is not an executive branch administrative agency. It's not controlled by the president. They're a congressionally funded, congressionally created thing.
Exactly. It comes out of those folks in the House of Representatives, the United States Senate. They created it. And this is also a part of, let's get wonky for a minute.
And they created it as a standalone entity. That's why it's the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Exactly. That sea of corporation means something, right?
It sure does.
And so to get back to Project 2025, this is also an incarnation of that unitary executive theory, right? That says that, oh, no.
We have kings.
We have kings. There's no such thing as an independent agency. Congress? What? You created the Federal Reserve? No. The chairman of the Federal Reserve, that person, they should report to me as well. This is the latest incarnation of it, saying that I am the king, and executive functions, sure, they execute on the law generally and the appropriations, but I should be doing all of that. And that's why this is so dangerous. It's one of a kind of everything else that he has done, and now once again, it's joined with an infringement of basic right to know about what's going on. It's information.
And here's the thing. One of the themes that I want people to constantly be thinking to themselves is if you can set aside like the culture war frame for a moment, which means for a second, while we engage in these thought experiments together, to try to set aside a lot of the hyper-partisan setup of these discussions. And I want everyone, every time you hear about a cut, every time you hear about a change, or let's defund this or fire this person
today also
getting, apparently they're going to fire some 1,000+ people from the CIA. Every time you hear that, what I want you to think in your head is who will pay the highest price and who stands to gain from this? Like, what's the upside and who gets the upside? When you look at this alleged claimed ability to defund the NPR and PBS because Donald Trump hates Big Bird. Let's be clear. Ultimately, the people that this will have the greatest negative effect on are people that live in areas where they do not have dense populations and they do not have a huge panoply of news outlets and places to get information. People that have less childcare, not more. Mm-hmm. People who's and folks who really think of a farmer. Hey, I listen to NPR because I've got good information about agricultural pricing.
Right.
The weather.
Right.
You know, so this is one of those things that, again, it's like the people in the deepest red jurisdictions
are the ones who will suffer most.
Correct.
And you know, you and I both know, Maggie, the Supreme Court's looking at this case involving the FCC. I think it's $8 billion to bring broadband internet, right, to those various communities. And there's a dispute about that. It's a part of the same thing. Once again, we keep people from having information. We don't want them to be able to go on the internet and get access to this broadcast, other things, because as Donald Trump said many years ago, I love the uninformed, unintelligent people, right?
Well, and as Elon Musk says, right, the humanity's greatest flaw is its empathy.
Right.
Oh, that's just a, that's a woke idea, Jim, is some empathy amongst each other.
Right, right.
Truly a sad moment. That one's going to be in court for sure.
Yes.
Keep your eye on that. Will the House and the MAGA cult continue to deal away the first branch's powers to an even greater extent? This one should be a no-brainer that was set up, again, to be completely independent of the executive
branch.
And
always asking your good question, Maggie, which is, who is to benefit? Who's to lose? What's really going on here? What's the motivation? You know, the president's today also announcing things about his budget, right? Slashing huge amounts. The question then is why? What's really behind this? That's the question you're asking all your listeners to answer.
Yeah. To date, they're actually... The analysis that I've seen from the Congressional Budget Office is that the Donald Trump administration has spent 200, I don't want to give the wrong number, but I think it's, they're on track to spend $200 billion more at the same moment in time than Joe Biden had 100 days into his presidency. So there's not any cost savings happening. When I return with Jim and each and every one of you, Donald Trump has renewed his threats to yank Harvard's tax-exempt status. What does this mean? What does this say about, say, your favorite place of worship? What's actually on the line there? We're going to discuss more with each and every one of you and my friend Jim Santel right here on The Maggie Dawn Show, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Keep it locked. One such farm update is coming up next, and then Jim and I will be back right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.